Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is refuting allegations that he engaged in insider trading. Ross said in a statement to CNN that he had complied with ethics laws and that the allegations are completely false. We're talking here about Forbes reporting this week that last fall, Ross shorted stock in a shipping firm with ties to the Kremlin after he learned about an upcoming media story. Joining us now is Charisse Jones of USA Today. Hi, Charisse.
Hi, Jeremy.
And I don't want to get too complicated here because this does get complicated, but let's go back to why it was a concern that the Commerce Secretary held a stake in this shipping firm Navigator Holdings in the first place.
Yeah, so his private equity firm had a 31% stake in this company, which was tied to an energy company in Russia that is connected to Vladimir Putin's son-in-law, a Russian oligarch as well. And so the fact that he had this stake and then there was this very suspicious sale of stock around the time that a media report was going to come out that could potentially drop the price is something that has really alarmed a lot of people looking at ethics in the government.
Well, and the media report you're talking about is a New York Times story. The New York Times says it had contacted Wilbur Ross with specific questions about Navigator. And then before it published its stories, he took out a short position on Navigator stock. First of all, remind us what that is and what happened next.
Yeah, so you take out a short position. You're basically betting that the price of the stock is going to drop because there's going to be some troubling news or the company is in trouble, and then you stand a profit on the end. So basically, after they contacted him with these questions, he took out this short. And then about 11 days after the stories came out and the stock price did drop about 4%, he sold those shares. And so that is what kind of rang the alarm bells about what was going on, when did he know it, and why did he take this kind of transaction.
So what's he saying about why he did that?
Well, he's saying that, you know, he didn't do anything wrong, that he was just basically trying to divest himself of these shares as he had said he would do when he took on this position. And he says that it was basically public information because it came from the New York Times as opposed to it being non-public, you know, someone coming to him with insider information because he was a government official or because they were a government employee. So he's saying that he didn't do anything wrong, and the fact that it was the New York Times that had approached him, that this is public information anyway, so it's much ado about nothing.
Ethics experts believe that?
No, they don't. He may not have done anything illegally, but the fact that he's the Commerce Secretary, I mean, he's working with all of these different countries that he potentially can benefit from because of these various partnerships. And so they're very concerned about, you know, whose side is he on? Is he working on behalf of the American people or on behalf of himself and his family's interests?
And this is not an isolated incident, by the way. Forbes is also reporting this week that Ross has a number of other holdings that also present a conflict of interest.
That's right. Most of last year, he was still on the boards of various companies, and then his family is still involved through a trust with businesses that are co-owned by the Chinese government, by a Cyprus bank that has people that are involved in Russian business involved with it, that Robert Mueller is investigating as part of that probe. So there's an entire kind of pool of other interests that he's involved in that are causing a lot of concern.
That's Charisse Jones of USA Today. Charisse, thank you.
Thank you.